Good morning. Grace and peace to you in the name of Christ, and welcome to West End. It brings my heart such great joy to see our sanctuary filled with such life and laughter. I think I am raising the average age of our worship team today just by being present. So we are so grateful that today our children are going to lead us throughout the entirety of our liturgy. And we look forward to living into our scripture when Jesus calls us to let children lead us into the life of faith. If you are a regular with us, or even if you're a guest with us, we would love to know that you are present with us today. So if you want to fill out the pew pad or register your attendance online, please do so at some point in our worship service. Also want to remind us that next week, our congregation will be worshiping in two different places. We will still have our 8:45 and 11 o'clock worship services here in the sanctuary. But those of us, the 90 of us who are going on our all-church retreat, will be having a service of word and table of communion at Beersheba as we celebrate God's majesty and creation at a beautiful overlook of the Cumberland Plateau. Also want to let you know of a couple of things that are coming on the horizon, especially the first week of October. On October 2nd, we will be hosting a local author who will be leading us in a wonderful conversation about women in the Gospels. Claire McKeever-Burgett, in her book, Blessed Are the Women, she'll be leading that conversation from 6 to 7, and we'll be having dinner beforehand at 5:15. Please go ahead and register online for dinner. We're also celebrating that next Sunday, that coming Sunday, the first Sunday of October, is World Communion Sunday, when we celebrate God at work and in communion with the whole church around the world. Later that afternoon, we will be having a Blessing of the Pets service at 3 o'clock. So what a wonderful opportunity to bring your pet and to have your pet blessed. And earlier that morning, in between services, we'll be having our new member class in McWhirter Hall. So if you're finding life here at West End and you want to know what the next steps look like, we invite you to go ahead and register for our new member class as it begins on October 6th. I want to remind us that in this community, we love having college students. And after our 11 o'clock service, we host a lunch with any local university students, college or graduate students, and Reverend Amy Baxter will meet those students in the narthex and go to lunch. And that finally, as God is moving us to be a community that seeks a more accessible way of following Christ, we regularly have service dogs in our worship service, and want to remind you that those dogs are working, and so please do not try and pet them or call them by name. Friends, it is with great joy that I invite us to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Fire go on. After these.
Thank you. Please join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. God welcome us unconditionally. God gives us second chances.
Let us show compassion.
God invites all generations to love and worship God with our whole hearts.
Let children lead us today as we worship and praise God.
Trusting that God's love for us is unconditional and God's mercy is everlasting, let us make our confessions with the confidence of children of God. Dear God, we have not shown patience. We have compared ourselves to others. We have been sore losers, and we have not loved or welcomed each other enough. Please forgive us. Help us be more patient. Help us be who we need us to be and love ourselves. Help us welcome and love our neighbors. And now, O God, we offer you our individual confessions in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation in love. The peace of Christ be with you.
Thank you.
slide. Yep.
Friends, one of the great joys of the church is the baptism of children. And this morning we celebrate that Forbes and Michelle Belk bring their son before God and before this beautiful community of faith for holy baptism. Family in Christ, through the sacrament of holy baptism, we are initiated into Christ's church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation, and we are given new birth. All of this is God's gift, which is offered to us without price. Forbes and Michelle, I ask you on behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, say, we do. Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? So say, we do.
We do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord and union with the church, which Christ has opened to all people? We do. And Forbes and Michelle, will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, say, we will. Great. Congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, say, we do. And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your love and care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this child with a community of love and forgiveness, that he may grow in service with others. We will pray for him to be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life.
Great.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this child who receives it, to wash away sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Words and Michelle, what name shall be given to this child?
Conrad James.
Conrad James. Conrad James, I take you from your mom for a moment. Hey, buddy. Conrad James, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite your mom and dad and your godparents and Pastor Maggie and Emma to lay hands on you. And we're going to pray for you and your life in Christ. May the Holy Spirit work within you that being born through water and the Spirit, you will be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all the days of your life. Conrad James, amen. All right, I'm going to take you around the church. Does that sound good? Just for a moment. And this church is really colorful today. It's not every Sunday that we have a Lego cross. Isn't that cool? So Conrad James, this is your church family. And what an amazing Sunday where you get to see what being a part of a church looks like. That when you are a part of a worshiping community, not only do you come here and hear sermons and receive the sacrament, but you lead. You're a leader. You lead us in the liturgy. You lead us in singing. You are going to lead us in the way of Jesus. And all of these people who are here today are going to live that example for you. Isn't that so cool? I know. They're going to live that example for you. And these children and these youth, they're going to be the cool kids that you look up to. And they're going to make following Jesus a life that you want to live. And we cannot wait to start this adventure with you. We are so excited.
In body and spirit, and open your bulletins to the commendation and welcome as we face Conrad James. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sibling in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Conrad James to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, Conrad James, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination printed in your bulletin. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of our Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. If you would like to read along, please turn to page 821 in your pew Bible, or page 328 in your story Bible. When they came to Capernaum and he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me, but not me, but the one who sent me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
All right. We have come to the part of our service where we're going to invite all of our children receiving Bibles this morning to come forward. That's our 3- and 4-year-olds who are getting Bibles, and our third graders who are getting Bibles, and our couple of Bible helpers, too, who are going to help us pass them out. Today is Bible Sunday, right over there, along with Children's Sabbath. So we're celebrating kids in all sorts of ways. And so we're excited to celebrate with these families in this special milestone. So our 3- and 4-year-olds receive a story Bible. It looks like this. It's very large and very heavy, but it's got lots of wonderful stories for them to learn and to understand scripture in new and wonderful ways. So we're excited for them to receive Bibles at this young age and to be able to grow into the Bible and to learn to love the stories of God. So our 3- and 4-year-olds, what's going to happen is I'm going to call your name, and then Pastor Will is going to grab your Bible, and either Hawkins or Liam is going to hand it to you. But they're heavy, so you need to use two hands, okay? So if I can get our 3s and 4s if you'll go down to the rail, we'll come to you, okay? Friends, can you step down that way? Grace, go stand with your mom down there. There you go. Can you go down there, Ruth? Yeah, perfect. All right. Archie Adams. Go ahead, there it goes. There you go. Samuel Belk. There you go. Two hands, Samuel. It's heavy. Evie Claire Dale. You know where that one's going. All right. Grace Darby. Oh, not quite yet. Right over here. There you go. That's Grace. Right there. And Jean Darby. There you go. Duke Deitman. Eleanor Fox. She's coming right there. All right. Friends, if you've already gotten your Bible, if you could sort of take a step back so that we can make room for other friends. Good. There you go. Merritt McNally. Remember, they're heavy. Here comes Merritt. Good job. Leo Mueller Evans. Great. Liam Parker. Okay. Myra Prest. Here you go. Right there. Scotty Snyder. There you go. Right here. Ruth Von Lunen. And Charlotte Walton. Oh, I don't see Charlotte. All right. So, awesome. Okay, thank you. All right. Great job. Congratulations to all of our 3s and 4-year-olds. And our third graders receiving Bibles. This is a long tradition in the Methodist Church and in the church in general. We are excited for them to receive the Word of God and to be able to read it and study it and fall in love with Scripture and with God and to learn how to better love their neighbors and what it means to follow Jesus. All right, Henry Chambers. Right there on top. There you go. Madeline Gamble, behind you. Jack Garrison, over here. Piper Triskello. And Kirby Grace Lemons. Okay, great. Do you want one too? Are you good? Okay. All right. So, congratulations to all of our friends who received Bibles. Let us bless them together. If you'll turn to the prayer in your bulletin. Receive the Word of God. Learn its stories and study its words. Its stories belong to us all, and these words speak to us all. They tell us of God's love. They tell us who we are. They tell us that we belong to one another, for we are the people of God. Holy God, we thank you for each of these children before us. We rejoice in this step and their faith journey. We love them and ask your blessing on them and on the adults who care for them. Lord, may they all know your love as they discover together the stories of Scripture. We pray that the stories will light up their paths and help them grow to be the people you created them to be. We ask that your word would live in their hearts all their days. Amen. All right, friends, you may go back to your seats. There is no children's church today because it's all about kids, so we're gonna hang out throughout the service so everyone can head back to their seats. Now, we have the privilege of hearing from one of our 6th graders. This is Emma Smith, and she's going to share with us a short reflection on the scripture we just heard from the Gospel of Mark. Thanks for sharing with us this morning, Emma.
When I read Mark 9, verse 33 to 37, I noticed that Jesus says welcome 4 times. When a word is repeated, it usually means it's important. The dictionary defines welcome as to greet someone in a friendly, polite way. I think Jesus wants us to be kind, friendly, and polite to each other, not just to our besties, but to everyone, little kids included. Sometimes it's easier to welcome people we know and love, In other cases, it might be hard to welcome strangers, people with disabilities, or people that are mean to us. Despite it being hard, Jesus wants us to learn how to practice being welcoming in every situation. Jesus has lots of examples of this behavior in the Bible. For example, in Matthew 19, verse 13 through 15, when parents try to send their children to Jesus for a blessing, his disciples try to stop them from bothering Jesus because they were just kids and not important. But Jesus welcomed the children to come sit with him. This shows that Jesus thought even kids are important and should be treated kindly. Another example is in Matthew 9, verse 9 through 17. Jesus saw a man named Matthew who was a tax collector, and back in those days, tax collectors were not liked by others. A lot of times, tax collectors took more money than they were supposed to, but Jesus knew everybody deserves kindness. So one night, Jesus invited himself over to Matthew's house for dinner. Back in that time, sharing meals with others was a way of showing acceptance towards others. So it was a very big deal that Jesus was accepting a tax collector. The message that Jesus was trying to say is that everyone has worth and value. My last example is a lot of people were left out and ignored through no fault of their own, like the poor, disabled, ill or sick, and even widows. All of these groups were seen as failures or rejects to society and not worthy of attention. But Jesus still reached out to them and spent time with them. These are just a few examples of how Jesus welcomed the unwelcomed and spent time with them. He's trying to teach us how to accept / welcome each other. He mainly did this by being kind and treating others the way we want to be treated, because no one wants to be left out and everyone has value. We are all worthy. This amazing example of acceptance and love is how we make our world better. Kindness matters.
Thanks, Emma. That was awesome. So, truthfully, there's not a lot left for me to say. God has been present this morning, speaking through our children and the beautiful and holy ways that they have led us. Jesus centers a child in this story and calls us to welcome children that we might welcome him. In the next chapter, which Emma also refers to, shows up into the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus centers children and blesses them who have been brought to him, and tells everyone we must become like a child to experience the kingdom of God. Worship today has been childlike, following our traditional pattern with an extra bit of whimsy, from the decorations and artwork on our bulletin cover by our kids, the liturgy written by our children, the beautiful songs from our children's choirs, the Bibles we've handed out, baptisms, all of the wonderful ways that God has been present with us and with our kids. Children have a unique way of connecting with God that we are called to emulate. They come to God with awe and wonder and curiosity, and that refreshes my own perspective. We have started serving communion in children's church, and every time the kids want extra. "Can I have more Jesus?" they ask. And it always makes me smile, but it also makes me think about the last time, when was the last time I asked, "Can I have more Jesus, please?" Children are not just the future of the church. They are the church right now. They have gifts and creativity and capability to lead us and help us see and experience the love of God. Our church and our worship and our spiritual formation are all enriched by the presence and gifts of children. Children are welcomed and valued in this community and by Jesus just for who they are, not for what they can bring to the table. And guess what? Jesus loves and welcomes and values us just for who we are too, not for what we can do or what we accomplish. God loves everyone unconditionally is our motto here at West End, and I often need that reminder that nothing I can do, nothing I can say, nothing I can leave undone or unsaid will stop God from loving me. God loves me, and God loves you. God delights in us for our being and calls each one of us a beloved child of God. So let us love one another this week with a childlike faith. Let us learn and grow and play. Let us welcome everyone to our community. Let us be kind. Let us center the voices and gifts that may sometimes be forgotten or pushed to the margins. Let us see the beloved child of God in every person we encounter this week and respond accordingly. Thank you for being part of this sacred experience of letting children lead us in worship. I know that I have been blessed by them, and I hope you have too. Amen.
Please rise in body or spirit and join me in professing our faith with the affirmation of faith printed in your bulletin. We believe God made the world and gave us life. God made human brains so we could forge our path to live. God made everyone unique in many ways. God made us in such a way that we can learn to create and love, to learn how to forgive and forget, and learn how to be loyal and kind. In Scripture, Jesus helped others, and Jesus invites us to be disciples or followers in such a way for beliefs. And he died for us and came back to life. We praise God for God's glory and unconditional love. That is why we have and always will share the words love of God. You may be seated.
May you be reminded that God hears all of our prayers, whether we speak them aloud or not. If you would like to share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout this week, please follow the link under Contact Us on our website. Or if you're here with us in the sanctuary, there are prayer cards in the pew racks in front of you that can be placed in the offering plates as they are passed in a few moments. Please take note of the prayer requests listed in your bulletin and keep those names and situations in your heart throughout the week, praying for the realization of God's presence for each person involved. We want this morning to celebrate a few members of our staff and preschool who have served for a number of years. Matt Phelps has been our music director for 10 years. Raya Al-Humrani has served as a preschool teacher and in our child care for 10 years. Jim Raver has been our property manager for 5 years, and Sadna Charles has been a preschool teacher for 5 years. We thank each of them for the care and attention they bring to their work at West End UMC.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Loving God, we come today bringing prayers for our beloved children near and far. We pray for the children in our congregation and families. We pray for that we do the work we promise at their baptisms. We pray for the children in our nation and of this world, for children who live in violence, lack clean water and enough food. Help us to speak up for them and help them when we can. We thank you for teachers, counselors, coaches, therapists, parents, grandparents, pastors, and all other caregivers who put love and effort into creating a safer and better world for children. We thank you for all the people who advocate for the rights of children, for quality education, for accessible health care, and for a clean earth that our children will inherit. We pray as children to God, our loving parent, as Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but forgive us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The gifts of God's people animate the life of our church in such a way that all of God's children can find their voice and their place to lead. As we come to this time of our offering, I invite you to give via the options that are listed on the screen or to fill out an offering slip and to place your offering in our offering plates that are about to be passed here in a few moments. Also want to remind you that in our bulletin, there's a QR code that will take you to our website and will be the appropriate link that you can follow to give your offering that way. Friends, might we learn from our children this day and give with great joy to the God who is always providing far more than we could ever possibly ask or imagine.
we give a big round of appreciation for all of the children and all of the parents and grandparents who helped us lead this morning? Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this. We have a reception following the service in Reed Hall. There is coffee and donuts and juice boxes and other snacks. If you received a Bible today, make sure you pick up your Bible gift bag and folder to go with that. Those are also in Reed Hall. And then I'm going to invite us to do a benediction together. This is called a body prayer, friends. So this is going to involve your arms, not anything else, I promise. So if you can lift your hands up high and say, love God.
Love God.
Reach your arms way out wide and say, love your neighbor.
Love your neighbor.
And wrap yourself in a hug and say, love yourself.
Love yourself.
Put your hands in front of your heart and say, amen.
Amen.
Amen.